Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, your daily dose of reality with a side of good vibes. Ever feel like you're running on empty? Like you're constantly juggling a million things, trying to keep up with the demands of life, work, social media, you name it. Let's be real, we all get caught in that whirlwind sometimes. But here's the thing, my friends. Taking care of yourself isn't selfish, it's essential. It's like that little voice inside you screaming, "Hey, refill your tank." Before you completely burn out. Today, we're diving into something super important, self-care. Not just bubble baths and face masks, although those are great. We're talking about the real deal, prioritizing your mental health and well-being. Because let's face it, if you're not taking care of yourself, who else is going to? Now, I know what some of you are thinking, self-care? I don't have time for that. But trust me, carving out even a few minutes each day can make a world of difference. Think of it like this. You wouldn't put off changing the oil in your car, right? Because neglecting it would lead to bigger problems down the road. Your mental health is just as important, if not more so. Here are 5 key takeaways that will help you understand why self-care isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. First up, stress management. We live in a world that's constantly buzzing, always on the go. Deadlines, emails, social media notifications, they all add up to a whole lot of stress. And chronic stress? That can wreak havoc on your mental health. So, find ways to chill out. Whether it's meditation, deep breathing exercises, spending time in nature, or simply taking a break from the digital world, give yourself permission to unplug and recharge. Next up, sleep. You know that feeling when you've had a good night's sleep? You wake up feeling refreshed, energized, ready to take on the day. But when you're sleep deprived, it's like dragging yourself through mud. Not only does lack of sleep impact your physical health, but it also messes with your mood, concentration, and even your decision-making abilities. Aim for 7 to 8 hours of quality sleep each night. It's an investment in your well-being. Third, nutrition. You wouldn't put cheap gas in a fancy car, would you? Your body is your temple, so fuel it with good stuff. A balanced diet rich in fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and lean protein will give you the energy and nutrients you need to thrive. Remember, food is more than just calories. It's information that tells your body how to function. Now let's talk about connection. Humans are social creatures, we crave connection. Spending time with loved ones, nurturing relationships, building a sense of community. These things are essential for our mental well-being. You know that feeling when you're surrounded by people who support you, encourage you, and make you feel loved? That's pure gold. Finally, let's not forget about fun. Life is too short to be serious all the time. Make time for activities that bring you joy. Whether it's reading, listening to music, dancing like nobody's watching, or pursuing a hobby. Remember those things that made you smile as a kid? Rediscover them. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're feeling stressed after a long day at work. Emails are piling up, deadlines loom, and your brain feels fried. You could easily just collapse on the couch and scroll through social media for hours, but hold on a second. Instead of letting that stress spiral out of control, you decide to take 15 minutes for yourself. You put on some calming music, light a candle, and do some deep breathing exercises. You focus on your breath, in and out, allowing the tension to melt away. And you know what? It works. You feel calmer, more centered, and ready to tackle whatever comes next. That's the power of self-care. It doesn't have to be complicated or time-consuming. Even small moments of intentional relaxation can make a huge difference in your mental well-being. So remember, my friends, taking care of yourself is not an indulgence, it's an investment. It's about showing up for yourself, honoring your needs, and prioritizing your mental health. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some self-care practices that work for you? Share them in the comments below, let's inspire each other. And remember, if you found value in this episode, share it with a friend who could use a little self-love boost. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.